Blog Talk Radio.
We can't hear you, Dr. Johnson. You're on mute.
And God bless all of you tonight. I hope you can hear me. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I want to welcome you to the blog tonight. I am a little late. Forgive me. Amen. Such a busy day, time, busy day, and forgive me. God bless you. We have come to thank God 1,000 times. Since we thanked him last night, he's done so many things for us already. We owe him some more praise. Thank you, Jesus. Our format on the line is simply to ask you if you would make a request unto him of your heart's desires, and then we'll come back and pray and thank you. Let's go straight to it tonight. Amen. Here's your time. If you would like to just thank him 1,000 times, amen. This is for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take about a minute to make your request known, and then we'll come back and thank you.
Oh, thank you,
Father, we surely thank you, and we surely praise you for all that you've done. You've been so wondrous and so amazing, so astounding. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration and all the praise for all the things you've done and all the things you're doing. Please forgive us for all sins of commission, and bless your people everywhere. Forgive all sin on this prayer line. Oh, God, touch your people. Help us this day. Help them everywhere, Lord, in Jesus' name. Help us to give you the glory and the praise and adoration. and thank you for what you're doing right now. We look to you. We esteem you and extol thee. God, we give you the praise. We give you the honor and adoration. Thank you because you blessed us to be the head and not the tail. Thank you because you're enlarging our territory. And we thank you for new horizons, new heights, and new depths. Thank you for new dimensions and new levels, God, in our lives. For new opportunities, for new doors opening, for new goals and for new plateaus. God, you've been so good. Thank you for what you're doing. Now, bless your people on this line. Give them their heart's desires. And we'll give you the praise and the glory shall be thine. And for this, we don't wait to thank you, Lord. We have faith to believe that you hear our prayer. And we have faith to believe that you are answering these prayers. Thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All across the world, Lord, we leave you people in the second of a thousand times. Yeah, you deserve the praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you
for all your miracles. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your blessings, Lord.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, God, hallelujah.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you, 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 thank
Thank you. Thank you, 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 th
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless all of you. Amen. Tonight, thank you for interceding for us. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. You don't hear the chief, just go ahead and jump in there. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Anybody have anything to say before we leave the prayer line tonight? The blog line tonight? Amen. Open to you. Anyone? Anybody have any words of encouragement or anything? It's open to you. Yeah. I'll show that to you. Thank you, Lord.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Lake Hendricks, 912 area. I just want the saints to continue praying for my daughter. She's opening her eyes and she's moving her head. So I just want the saints to continue praying for her.
All right. She opened her eyes and she's moving her head and everything. Huh?
Yes. She's still in ICU.
Amazing.
Yes, they still got her hooked up to everything, look like. But God, I believe in miracles.
Do they have that? Do they have one of those pipes down her throat? Fake down her throat?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Father? Sir.
Let's pray. Let's pray for that. Father, you see her daughter. What's her name?
Kathy.
Yeah.
Kathy.
And you see this ambassador Hendricks, who's stopping to give you praise in the midst of her daughter, Kathy. And I see you. God honor. Honor God. In the name of Jesus. Give her a heart to God. Heal her daughter, Lord. Raise her daughter up. Yeah, you just had that ruler, the ruler came to you and said, if you become my daughter, will be healed. And you stopped everything to go through about his daughter. Well, this woman who has been thanking you 1,000 times. I'm asking you to stop everything. You have no respect to person. In Romans 2:11, you think there is no respect to person. You've got that. And God, I'm asking you to stop everything. Go see about it, daddy. As you will. I know you will.
Hey,
you're probably there already. Touch your daughter, man, and heal her body. And let her improve and improve and get her out of there. Take that trach out of her throat and let her breathe on her own. And God, get her out of ICU, take her out of there and put her in a room because she's improving so much. In the name of Jesus. Let it be so. Heal this girl, Lord, so we can brag on you and tell the people that you did it. God did another miracle. Lord, we receive it when we pray. And we thank you for it. For the glory of God. Thank God. It is so.
Yes, sir.
Ambassador, what did the Holy Ghost tell you? You cut that television down in the background there? Yeah. What did the Holy Ghost tell you to do for your daughter? It didn't come from me. It came from him. I don't know. What did
anoint her. And I did exactly what was told to me to do. I stood up over her, prayed for her, talked to her, anointed her, you know, for her. She opened her eyes. She sensed I was there. She couldn't talk back to me, but she knew my mom, her mother's voice. Mm-hmm. So
I'm asking God to take that trach out of her throat now. Now go do the same thing. Do the same thing. Anoint her forehead. Keep that oil of the anointing on her forehead and put it on the bottom of her feet. Take the cover off and put that oil on the bottom of her feet. And see what happens. Yeah, she will improve and improve and improve. God's going to touch her. He's touching her already.
Thank you.
Yeah,
hey, glory.
Touch
Jesus.
Your arm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to have a You got a good report already, but I feel a great report coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hey, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, God moves in mysterious ways. This morning he had me to tell Mother Wilson, I read that scripture how Jesus spit on the ground and made clay out of his spit and put it in the man's ears and the man's ears and said, Ephatha, and the man's ears opened up. And I had the Holy Ghost didn't lead me to have her to spit on the ground, but I had her take her finger and put it in her mouth and take that hand that's anointed by the Holy Ghost and put it in her ear and say, Ephatha. Amen. Let's see what the Lord did. All I can say is that he did it, whatever happened. Amen. So what I'm saying, he moves in strange and mysterious ways. Go there and anoint her forehead with that oil, and then take that oil and put it on the bottom of her feet. Amen. Stick your hand down her sock or whatever and put it on the bottom of her feet in the name of Jesus. And thank God for it. Amen.
Woo. I love both of you. Hey, glory to God. Woo.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory. Glory to God. Thank you. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.